Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Realpolitik. I am your host, Firas Madad, and today we're going to be talking about two things. We are going to be talking about the invasion of Ceuta in Morocco, in Spain. That's the actual issue of contention. How planned was it? What happened? What is going on there? How will it play out? And who is responsible for it? And then we're going to have a quick update on the war in the Middle East and what is going on there. Now, starting off with Spain and Morocco, the issue there is that the Portuguese and then the Spanish, since the 1200s, 1300s, have held territory in North Africa. And you have to remember, the entirety of North Africa was at one point Christian, or had been Christianized, and was part of the Roman Empire. And so when Christianity entered, that whole region converted and largely became Christian as well. Then the Islamic invasions happened. And as part of the Islamic invasions, the Iberian Peninsula was largely captured. Then the Reconquista happened. And before the completion of the Reconquista and the confirmation of total Spanish control over southern Spain and the expulsion of the Muslims from Portugal, parts of North Africa were taken by the Spaniards. And these include Melilla and Ceuta. And the reason for that was obvious. The business model of Islam during that time largely relied on raiding any territory nearby and trying to capture slaves and trying to seize control and extract resources. And so the Spaniards, to defend themselves, took up various positions in the Mediterranean to make sure that this was less available to them. The founding of the American Marines was in part a reaction to the raids by the Barbary pirates of nearby Algeria and Tunisia and Tripoli to the attacks by Muslims on American shipping. So this is the, very briefly, the history of it. And Ceuta is here. And it's right across from the Strait of Gibraltar. It's a pretty good position to police the entrance into the Mediterranean. You see these two bays which protect you from the winds of the Atlantic to some extent. And they are very good military locations where you can keep a navy and use that navy to police entrances and exits. So it's a pretty important strategic position. Now, this has a few tens of thousands of Spanish people living there, not a big population, and it directly abuts Moroccan territory. But it isn't Moroccan territory by any stretch of the imagination. This whole area, depending on where you start in history, should be part of Christendom and is indeed part of Christendom. So what happened over the last few days is that the area was overrun. Tens of thousands of Moroccans and other Africans just went into Spanish territory and did what they would normally do. And let's sort of briefly check this video. You see them just overrunning the Spanish positions by the coast here, where there is a customs point, obviously, and flooding into the old city and just going on a freaking rampage, trying to break into homes, trying to break into stores and loot, fighting, etc. And then a large number of them, we don't know how many, left. you will hear the left claiming that all of them were kicked out by the Spanish. That is very unlikely to be true. That is very unlikely to be true. Two-thirds of the population of that area went into it. And like the number of migrants who marched in was two-thirds of the regular population of Ceuta. And they just marched in. And the idea that they would all be kicked out overnight, it's just not realistic. You did see some of them leaving. You saw the numbers dwindle. But in the end of at the end of the day, the point that was proven was that this could be overrun. And here you see basically the Moroccan police standing by and letting trucks dump these people there and go on their merry way to conduct their unarmed invasion. Now, the way to think about it is this. This was obviously organized by the Moroccan government. This is not really disputable. These transportation vehicles, trucks, etc., they're all under surveillance by the authorities. And the smuggling of everything in Morocco happens with some kind of tacit approval by the authorities. So even the drug trade, because most of Europe's hash gets imported from Morocco, that happens with the blessing of the local authorities. It's a source of hard currency. They allow their migrants to go in. They have agreements with Spain that allow the Spanish to import every year a couple of hundred agricultural workers to go on and work on Spanish farms. The Moroccan government controls the flow of people. And if all of a sudden 50,000 people show up at a very geopolitically sensitive spot, there is no way that you can believe that the Moroccans didn't know about it. And as other people have pointed out online, the Moroccans have form on this. So before Franco died in 1975, in November, the Moroccan government organized a march by 350,000 people into the Western Sahara here, this region of the country that basically it used to be administered by Spain. The Moroccans wanted it. Mauritania wanted it. Algeria wanted it. The Moroccans won because they were able to infiltrate that area with their soldiers, with a small, like 10,000 soldiers, so not a small group, but also with 350,000 civilians who just marched. And these civilians were escorted by civil servants, and they were escorted by security officers in civilian clothing to organize a massive march into that territory and claim it for themselves. And because Franco was dying and the Spanish government was very unstable and they didn't have enough popular support for them to go to war over the issue, they ended up surrendering that territory to the Moroccans. It worked the first time. Why not do it again? But here what's going on was a sort of geopolitical pressure campaign from the Moroccans. And it's mainly intended to humiliate the Spanish government and to show the Spanish government that they shouldn't try to build better relations with Algeria. Now, I did a geopolitics piece on the alliance that the United States and Israel were building with key coastal states, and that includes Indonesia, and that includes the UAE here in the Gulf, and that includes Morocco. Basically, countries that are on a sensitive geopolitical fault line. In Indonesia's case, it's the entrance to the South China Sea. It's a requirement for all Chinese shipping to pass in very close proximity to Indonesia. In the UAE's case, obviously, it's against Iran and against Saudi Arabia, with the idea being that a greater Emirates and a greater Israel can live together on the ruins of the rest of the region. And in Morocco, it is intended to police the entrance into the Mediterranean and give the American Navy a prime position. So we've seen this geopoliticking around this area. And Morocco is a long-standing ally of the United States. The Algerians get their weapons from the Russians and to a lesser extent from the Chinese. The Moroccans, they all have basically American weapons and European weapons. And the idea there, essentially, is that Algeria and Morocco are competing over who dominates West Africa. These are the two big players in West Africa. Morocco, in partnership with Israel, has been working on expanding its financial services network and its communications network throughout this whole region as part of its alliance with Israel and the United States. Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister of Spain, is a far-left lunatic extremist. Everybody knows this. He is responsible for basically regularizing maybe 1.3, 1.5 illegal immigrants. And he bragged about it in the New York Times, explaining we need migrants and arguing basically that these migrants make the GDP go up. And by regularizing them and giving them a papers that allow them to live and work in Spain, he has first recognized that Spain is itself a nation of migrants, which is complete rubbish. That's not what Spain is, you know. Spain is for the Spanish people. That's what it is. And said that it brings economic benefits. It doesn't. These people are a drain on the Spanish treasury. They are a hugely destabilizing force. They are going to destroy Spain in the future. But that's exactly what leftists like Pedro Sanchez want. This is also the guy who was basically digging up the graves of people who fought for Franco and destroying monuments for Franco and trying his best to erase the history of Spain, which can't be separated from Catholicism. These were the most Catholic kings in Europe and were recognized as such by the Pope. So you can't see this attempted invasion outside of the context of the Moroccans knowing that the Spaniards today are weak. In 1975, when Franco was dying and they saw that the Spanish government was unstable, the Moroccans did this kind of human wave attack in order to take away the Western Desert, and or what is referred to as the Spanish Sahara. And the source of the conflict was that Algeria wanted it, and Algeria wanted to get access to the Atlantic that wouldn't be policed either by Spain or Morocco. Mauritania, which is, like, why is that even a state? I don't know. Mauritania wanted it. And the Moroccans, obviously, themselves wanted it. And this is a region that is rich in natural resources, that has a very strategic position. It sits right across from the Canary Islands, which are Spanish possessions. And the reasoning here was, you know, it should be Moroccan territory because some of these nomadic tribal people had once upon a time pledged allegiance to the Kingdom of Morocco and paid taxes there. And since the Moroccans know that the Spaniards won't open fire and start shooting people and triggering a hot war, they know that they can get away with this. And since Pedro Sanchez is of the view that, you know, when illegals come in, we're just going to give them papers that allow them to eventually become Spanish citizens, they know they can get away with this. What happens every single time is that you have this weakness in the West at the top levels of Western governments, and it's the same in Germany, it's the same in France, it's the same in Britain, it's the same in the United States, even under Trump. They smell this weakness and they push. And that's what happened here. Now, to connect this to Israel and this whole conspiracy idea that the Israelis are responsible for this, let me tell you what I think. First, let's start with what we know, and then we'll go to what should we think. We have here Michael Rubin, who is a top guy at the American Enterprise Institute, which is a super Zionist think tank based out of Washington, D.C., and he's arguing here basically that the Spaniards can do the same thing. That the Moroccans can do the same thing as they did in 1975, which is march into Spanish territory, take it for themselves, and the Spaniards won't do anything about it. And he couches this as part of a campaign against Spain because the Spaniards have been siding with Gaza and going on about all of the horrors that are happening in Gaza and taking an anti-Israel position. And he's suggesting to the current king, Hassan II, that he should follow the footsteps of his father, Muhammad the... He's saying to the current king, Muhammad VI, that he should follow in his father's footsteps, Hassan II, and go ahead and repeat the Green March and take these territories from Spain just by sending human waves. That's the argument that he explains. With Spain's socialist prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, embracing the language of decolonization, Muhammad VI should reclaim the spirit of the Green March to finalize the expulsion of Spanish colonists from Moroccan soil. It isn't Moroccan soil, firstly, and he knows this, but he's lying. And the two subjects are not related, saying that you shouldn't murder thousands of women and children in Gaza is not, that doesn't put you in any position on colonization, all of that stuff. But Pedro Sanchez is an extreme leftist, and he is vulnerable to this kind of attack. The interesting thing that here is that he explicitly says that these locations are a weak spot for European security. So he knows that Europe in general is going to suffer from this policy. And the, you know, Jewish organizations in Spain, in the same way the Jewish organizations in Britain and in France, they also support infinity migration. The problem in Spain that has to be admitted is that a lot of the organizations that support infinity immigration are Catholic and are led by people who are within the church. And we see regularly that the Catholic Church politically is just not being realistic about the conflict that it has with Islam. And that is a big part of the problem. And I say that as a faithful Catholic who will hopefully die Catholic with no intention of ever separating myself from the church. But politically, the Catholic Church is wrong. And by taking this position, it allows for this kind of nonsense to happen. So you see the encouragement from super Zionist organizations, and you see that the American political system ends up following in their footsteps. So the House Appropriations Committee, you know, this article was written in March. By April, the House Appropriations Committee, which is one of the most powerful committees in the Congress because it deals with the money, it makes a statement saying that the Moroccan claims on these Spanish territories are legitimate. And then you see an ally of Marco Rubio repeating the same stuff, repeating these talking points. So there is that connection. And that doesn't mean that it was the Israelis who organized it, however. If you want to lay responsibility for this event, there are two groups that are responsible. One of them is the pro-immigration organizations that exist in Spain. Yes, they do include the Jewish lobby. They also include large elements of the Catholic Church, which have gone in a political direction that simply doesn't recognize the eternal conflict between Catholicism and every other religion, including Islam and including Judaism. They've gone off the deep end. They are responsible for this. The other party responsible is Pedro Sanchez. A leftist extremist of that type isn't going to order soldiers to open fire to defend the border. He's just not going to do that because he's terrified that he would actually have to spend money on his military and therefore reduce the welfare state. If you enjoyed this preview, please consider subscribing to lotuseaters.com starting for just £5 a month. Thank you.
know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.